The Holy Gospel appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 13 through 35. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer many things and enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is toward evening and the day is now far spent.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?' And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to believe the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth. The words of Jesus himself to his own disciples that he must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24, with special attention to the following verses. Then one of them named Cleopas answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And Jesus said to them, "What things?" And he said to them, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped
that he was the one to redeem Israel. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, what things? Have you ever asked yourself the kind of a question before? Yes, what things? What things are you talking about? I'm sure all of us have. Yes, we have. This is especially true when we really don't know what things they are talking about in the first place. Isn't that right? Perhaps something they have just heard in the news and which we have not heard about yet. That's precisely what happened with the two disciples as they were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking to each other as they were walking on the road about all these things that had happened. First of all, about Jesus' triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As the crowd shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." And then later that same week, as the crowd shouted, crucify him away with this man. As a matter of fact, as they were talking about all these things that had happened, Jesus suddenly comes and joins them on the road. But they did not recognize him. Our text says that their eyes were kept from recognizing Jesus, and they both stood still, looking sad. And Jesus finally asked them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And then one of them answered, saying, "Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days? Are you the only one who hasn't heard about this?" And Jesus pretending, interesting, isn't it? Pretending not to know what things they were talking about, asked them, "What things? What things are you talking about?" And they told him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. And besides all this, they said, it is now the third day since these things happened. As a matter of fact, even some women of our company were amazed as they went to the tomb and did not find the body of Jesus. And angels had told them in a vision that he was alive. Even others who had also gone to the tomb did not find or see his body either." Yes, just like the other disciples, just like the other women and the disciples themselves, the crowd. They also said, "But we had hoped that he, Jesus, was the one to redeem Israel." We had hoped, and yet it didn't happen. Yes, they also had hoped that Jesus was going to become the King of the Jews. It didn't change even after Jesus' death and resurrection. They still didn't have a clue. Jesus who would take care of them, Jesus who would provide for all of their needs, who would deliver them, free them, from the domination under Rome and Jerusalem, and yet it didn't happen. That's why they were sad as they were walking on the road to Emmaus. But that was not Jesus' purpose, was it? On the contrary, Jesus' purpose was to save the world, not to become the new king of the Jews, their bread king, if you will, but to save them from sin and from death and from the power of the devil. That was his purpose of coming into this world. We all know John 3:16, don't we? What does it say? God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Very good. God so loved the world. So yes, it was indeed necessary that Jesus suffer many things and become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's precisely what Jesus told his disciples repeatedly early on during his ministry, that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. So Jesus finally told them, as he was talking to them and listening to them about these things that had happened, "Oh, foolish ones, and slow to hear, slow of heart to believe that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter his glory?" Yes, wasn't it necessary that Jesus suffer many things as he told them repeatedly throughout his ministry? Not only that, but beginning with Moses and the prophets, Jesus began to interpret to the two disciples what the scriptures had to say concerning himself. And yet, during all this time, they still did not recognize him. As they finally arrived at their destination at Emmaus. As a matter of fact, Jesus acted as though he was going to continue his journey. But the two of them urged him to stay because it was getting late in the day. So Jesus decided to stay as they requested. And as he was at table, we're told that he took the bread and blessed it, and he broke it and gave it to them. And guess what happened? They recognized him. They finally saw Jesus when he instituted the Lord's Supper in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem. And then he suddenly vanishes. He disappears. He leaves them there on the road by themselves. And they began to say to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he, Jesus, talked to us on the road? While he opened to us the scriptures?" And then after having said that, they went back to Jerusalem and they told the 11 and all the others, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." As they proceeded to tell them what had happened to them on the road to Damascus, not the road to Emmaus, and the breaking of the bread by Jesus himself. Now, what about us? What about you and me again? Do we sometimes act in the same way the two of them did? As they hoped that maybe, just maybe, Jesus was the one to redeem Israel. And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is yes. We're no different, are we? Yes, sometimes we act in the same way the two of them as they talked about these things that had just happened. Sometimes we also have hope that maybe, just maybe, Jesus would come and redeem our nation and become our bread king. Especially when we consider the economic, spiritual mess we're in our nation right now. and throughout the world. And yet Jesus has not come to redeem Israel. He has not come to redeem us as a nation. He has come to redeem us from sin and death and from the power of the devil. That was His mission as the Father sent Him into this world. The words of Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism, which all of us have memorized many years ago, you know, the second article of the Apostles' Creed? You know it, don't you? I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me, a lost, condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, right? And from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with His holy, precious blood and with His innocent suffering and death. That was Jesus' purpose, to come and rescue us, to save us. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we believe that it was indeed necessary that Jesus as the Christ suffer these things for us so that we can rejoice in the forgiveness of sins as we confessed again in the act of confession and receive God's absolution through our Lord Jesus Christ. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Good Christian friends, rejoice and sing. Now is the triumph of our King. To all the world, glad news we bring. Yes, the Lord has risen indeed, and He has appeared to Simon and all the others. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.